Hype Network presents.
Listen early to an extended and ad-free cut of this episode by supporting us on Patreon. Pledges help us improve the show and produce more seasons. Just go to patreon.com/480tvpodext.
It's 480 TV Pod.
Hype Network's 482nd TV After Show Podcast.
I am CK of Sustainer Rumble.
And I am Rico.
And we just watched The Last of Us Season 1, Episode 3, which is entitled Long, Long Night.
Long Night.
Sorry about that. Our alternate title for this one, I think I would say, I would call it First Time.
Ooh, very apt. Very apt for the show. You come up with really creative titles, man.
Talking about Episode 3, Rico, this is really very interesting for me because, number one, okay, we all know, as mentioned in our previous episode, that we're going to see Nick Offerman as Bill, who's going to come in.
Right.
And then number two, when Tess mentioned that in episode two that they have to, or Joel, have to escort Ellie to Bill and Frank, I had a hunch that there's going to be a backstory between Bill and Frank, which the gamers didn't really get in the game. But before we really get into the, you know, the interesting parts, I would just like to say, of course, I think we have noticed this. The machine gun.
Where did that come from, right?
Because as we know it, in the game, basically you started off with a rifle with some pistol and some bottle or maybe a wooden plank. That's it. Joel in the TV show having the submachine gun right away at the very beginning, it was like, you're onto some shit.
Joel has a cheat code, yo.
Cheat code. How did you pull it off? Something also that's interesting was Ellie when she found the tampons.
Those were tampons.
Actually, I didn't know it was tampons. I just looked for the brand online. I just Googled it and I found, it's tampons. Yeah, but then, you know, it was given a highlight that it's not really worth it for me.
Right.
Gave me an impression that it might be something useful or maybe, I'm not sure, maybe something that could alter the events of the future. But then when I looked into Google, it was just tampons. So what does it mean? Does it mean that Ellie's going through puberty and that she's acting
age,
the way,
man,
she does? I'm not sure. Comparing Ellie in the TV show versus the game Ellie. Ellie in the TV show, although she's angry all the time, she's not violent. But this Ellie, she has tendencies, as we saw it. When she's faced with a clicker and she had a chance to kill it, she just really went for it and stabbed it with all of her power. But Rico, I think, you know, the reason why this episode is really very interesting was being introduced to Bill and Frank. We all know that, of course, Joel and Ellie were meant to meet up with Bill and Frank. And of course, if you're a gamer, if you have played the game there, you already know that you're going to be meeting Bill. However, something that's interesting to note about this, again, spoiler alert, is Bill is already dead when Joel and Ellie got to the house.
Right. I was expecting him to be alive because we talked about it last episode. And I was like, okay, we're going to be meeting Bill, so Bill is ultimately going to survive.
We saw the humanized Bill in this story. Bill, that's mad still until he met Frank.
Yeah.
So when he met Frank, I think I saw signs of attraction already.
There's a very subtle scene when they were eating. Bill sits down and then he sort of combs his hair to the side. And I was like, oh, okay, I see something. I see something.
Actually, I noticed three things. So number one, he's a tough guy. We all know that. But then he spots Frank, apparently a refugee who's just, you know, running away from the Boston QZ, looking for a home wherever he could possibly stay in. You can see in his eyes that he was turning kind of sheepish. You know, like, he gets this puppy dog eyes. He gets his facial features soften. Of course, number two, Rico, I ask you.
Yeah.
You meet a stranger. You don't know this stranger. You're in a world that already has fallen apart. Would you even cook good steak and prepare rare wine for that stranger?
Yeah, actually, I would give them scrap. Maybe so. I would heat something in the microwave. And then, okay, be just on your way. To be fair to Bill, though, he tried to, like, tell Frank to just, you know, go the other way. You know, Boston Easy's that way. You know, and then Frank, you know, Ashley tells him that he's really hungry. He hasn't been eating for 2 days.
Yeah, and my third point, when they started playing the piano, of course, Frank tried it first. Frank was obviously off tune. So Bill said, okay, not this song. Let me do it. Uh-huh. He sang it right.
Yeah, he was very vulnerable at that point.
Exactly, right? And the fact that he sort of expresses emotions through that song is really something that you won't expect even yourself doing whenever you're around someone who you don't really trust. And when it happened, when they kissed, that's when it started to unravel, right? Like, good for you, Bill.
Yeah.
Good for you for getting laid at your very first day.
But it was like a very slow kiss.
Very sensual, very intimate. Yes.
Exactly. And then Frank says, go take a shower.
Yeah, that go was, take a shower. That's your cue, Bill. That's your cue. You're getting laid now.
Yeah, that was some comic relief for me because I was like, oh no, you're gonna do it. And I was like, oh, okay, Bill stinks. Okay. What's nice about this love story is it's that it's not the conventional story. You don't even hear them say "I love you" to each other.
Yeah,
I didn't even need to hear those words. The only phrase I needed to hear from Bill to know that this was really a special relationship from him. Well, apart among other things, you know, a lot of things happened, but what really caught my eye was when Bill said, "I was never afraid before you showed up." When they were eating the strawberries. And I was like, at that point, Bill is afraid to lose Frank.
I guess that, you know, I would say that his life is what was fulfilled even for Frank's because they never really meant to like meet with one another. And so I just think that, you know, they did the better ending for Frank and Bill. I think it was just at the expense of the action, though. We didn't see the Bill that escorted Joel and Ellie.
At the end, you know, Bill was still very tough, you know, with the letter to Joel. "I didn't really like you, Joel," you know. But we got to see something, you know, as you said, the human side of Bill, the loving side of Bill. And I guess the theme of the relationship is love and its difficulties and its precious moments and how at the end it can all be worthwhile, you know. It's making compromises, it's paying attention to things, but at the ultimate end, it's also about letting go.
For sure. I mean, that's a really nice way to put it, Rico. So that's it. I hope you guys follow this show wherever you're listening, wherever you're listening to podcasts. It could be Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Make sure to follow if you haven't already. And of course, you can also find me on Instagram. That's ck.asinas, ck.asinas. And for Rico?
You can also find me on Instagram at soyrico, soy milk. And yes, it's a joke.
And catch you in the next episode.
All right. See you guys next week.
For more local podcasts, check out more shows from Pilipinas Indie Podcast and Entertainment Network.